anything, not change nothing. I like it. I like it. Jesus!
Check out in the description Peak by VIP Tembi.
So the climax of VIP Tembi is outside, I guess. Give thanks. Boy Daniel. Yeah, understand that boy Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Out that door. You go man, make man pull the joke.
Okay. I'll say that it's circumstantial depending on both the males and the females, but leaning typically more towards yes.
Yes,
and I think that any married man can agree. Yeah, or any man that is in a relationship
can agree to that.
Yeah, and not saying that the woman not supposed to spend money. Okay. Not saying that you're supposed to spend on one. Once you have a good man,
you spend money.
Spend on them, but there's still no matter if you have spent very hard, I don't really want your money. And the idea, one drain money like water. Yeah.
All right, so I was talking to a girl today, and this is one of her things what she has said.
Yeah.
She has said she not take no side because she a woman. She not do it because of no gender bias.
Mm.
She a make sure say she know, make you know say what you. If you have a one girl and she know party, you not got no money. But she does not believe that we make our men are poor because women are the ones that are pulling us up. And we are the ones that are killing out our lives.
No. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So, firstly.
That's a bit edgy now.
Yeah.
First of all, if there's one thing you realize, is that women don't date though.
They don't date though.
Yeah, they date up. So, that last thing is about
the money.
They bring us up. It's kind of very skeptical because no woman is not going to look at a man that works or gets paid less than them.
Mm-hmm.
But they live in their parents' house and them have everything else. They're not going to look for you and bring you up. The statement is very, the only very way, redundant.
The only way I can see that statement being true is if, you know, let's say, you is a youth, being a trying youth, in a college. Just going to college and maybe me, that one day in a college. Mm. You see me just in a relationship. Finish college. You know, so as I finish college, I'm going to get the best of jobs. Mm-hmm. Unless you're lucky. That's in a real life. Cool.
Yeah.
So if they're in a relationship now and they're together building their finances, that's how that would be applicable.
Sure.
Right? But let's say a woman that is a lawyer. Cool. Let's say our BMW broke down.
Mm.
Then, she have to send it back to APM.
Yeah.
To get pizza.
Yeah.
And she have to take taxi for one day and a taxi man whisper something nice in her ears.
Yeah.
You know how hard for him?
You
said you want to money?
No, sir. People who work on
that. No. So you say, you want the money where they can nyam down?
Yeah. It's not the fact that they can nyam down. It's just how they are. It's not even how they are worried, but it's how it's engraved in our system.
They want a man who has. Because they're high class, cool.
Yeah.
Women, they work for them what they want and they get what they want. All respect to them.
Cool. Yeah. Through me.
Cool. But let's say we need a 300,000 right now to go start out something. I'm coming to you and say 300,000 about. All they can say to me, they can't give me a 3-5. What me I do with that? That's all I think.
We can be financially free with it. We, in terms of not on their budget, but on your budget.
Of course.
How are you asking?
And I think
the day was looking at Brighton. So.
And don't get me wrong, you know.
Yes.
That, in all honesty, you know, that's how it should be, you know. That's how it should be. Men should be the providers of the household. Man cannot only be providing.
You
want to have a too long answer.
No, man.
You don't necessarily need to feel like physically or financially give up something, you know, but you need to
contribute something.
Yeah, contribute.
Other than stress. Other than nagging.
I don't want to look a share of something between the three baby father. That
can't work.
And if a woman say, hey, I got me a fiance, I know. And I have the best thing in my world. And I said,
So in that case, don't you think we should be blamed?
Yeah.
Because we allow this?
Yeah.
Wow. That is shocking. You know, I heard one gentleman say to me, he's married. for over 70 years. You see, man, say, listen, women cause us men to die early. And not only that, but broke. Because they create the amount of stress and problems that some of the time you don't need it. And if you notice, he said, look at the truth about it. This is his words. You know, say, man, they have a heart attack. They be woman them. I be a widow.
I want to speak on both sides. Like, I don't want to woman them watch this and us. And me and we up and say, this one as woman cause stress and something in your life. There's nothing better than saying that you're going home to your wife.
There's nothing better than that.
No.
Women, do you agree to this? You can't come and believe it.
Alright, look at this.
It's a good way if nothing goes on.
No, look at this. Even though men that die from heart attacks and things someday are the ones that are married, right? Mm. We also have to consider that in the flip side, men that live longer apart from the heart issues are men that are married because
do you want to take care of them?
Not only that, but look at it. Let's say I'm a 20-year-old, cool. Just front me a drink.
Yeah.
Cool. The guy bad place, then we go get something in the night.
What, man?
Man see me from early and say, oh, you are shoot me.
Yeah.
But if I was married, I'd be in bed with my wife.
Oh. So you're saying it's a benefit to having one woman at home?
Yeah, because you don't have to go to some strange place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so a friend of mine said to me, say, oh, yeah. Anyhow, they find him like a mandolin or some place or one part dead. A girl in go look for.
Girl in go look for.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying to us,
yeah,
that women has this benefit of once you're settled down with one, mm-hmm. your safety level has increased.
Yeah, I know. Because you know, say.
Yes, tell me.
Yeah, I know.
In one aspect.
Yeah, let us hear your
view. It is safer. Physically, yeah. Prevent it from certain places.
Yeah.
But
mentally
no.
No.
Think about it. You can have a woman right now and you try to have a conversation with her. And you're not connected. Talk to a next woman right now. You don't have no relationship with them. Connect. Woman, I hear one thing, yeah. And she said everything negative. Other woman now, I hear everything all wrong. And they try to fix it. You see that? So when I kill a mentality, you know, and they save me, you say, but the one I live at the bad place. But the one I live at the bad place, man. What do you think I worry about at the gunshot, you know?
Yeah.
You see me? That's the only thing I worry about. But I go home to your wife,
yeah.
It's possibly the same old motherhood. You have to hang yourself, can't bother, you're depressed. I'm going to go to you. And then what's the thing now, you know, from? What
left you? Say, lock up shop everything.
What left you do? I got a bad place. Take,
say,
okay.
So take your risk and jump the fence.
If I don't buy it, then buy it. And not anything, you know, is if a woman can give a man a peace of mind, you
know, so basically you're saying to us to contextualize it for those of you that say, wait, I only get go have a tangent, I mean, no, jump off, you know. Mm. Basically, not only financially is it a possibility that it can affect our wealth and the poverty, but health-wise and safety.
Yeah, it does.
It's a shocking.
Why do you think when they women always end up dead and a man kill them? Man, I just jump up and just go kill yourself.
There's a reason.
That's when people come to us and say, oh, I blame the man and kill him.
They don't say, we're not going to say I want to pick up it.
That's what I'm going to say. There's always two sides to it. You cannot just look at a man and say, oh, I'm trying to kill a man.
So what was going on?
You don't know. It can't reach the point where a man is just cheap. Lock off.
Yeah, but then again,
we're not condoning it. We're looking at the facts
of what can happen when a woman cannot provide mental awareness for their man, whether your husband or your boyfriend. Once you do these things, you know, if some man we just end up have a heart attack and dead, some man we just mad out and go live on the roadside, but some man go reach them brain to a point where they say, yo,
speaking of.
I just eat that, then go kill you because then can't bother. We go reach that point. We can reach that point.
Two things. Speaking of roadside, did you know that a lot of the madmen on the road there by women?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember. I can tell you. There was this guy that always out with some iron. People can't pass, we gotta work. And he market and he just don't like you, man. I can't walk out there in your trouble, in your business with no man. But anytime he always run on you, man.
Yeah.
One morning I was passing. That time I wasn't driving yet.
Yeah.
I was not driving.
Yeah.
And me just see the man out and said, you see there, oh man, yeah. We don't like them. Cause they're not honest. They're not honest. And then there was this lady that said to me, because she went the run through, you know, so she come by a safe park where she claims it. And she said, you know, say, oh, a woman, you went there with a human dreams and things. And right now, you just step on the street. A friend that the man just not like. And then it started to put the pieces together, so it's a grave possibility that most of these men, human, they're mad them out, or they're mad out themselves because a woman.
Think about why do you think that the men that are extremely financially stable, the top 1%, you know, let's just say the top 10%, they see the other man. Because guess what? This is the moment they say, go second down with one, this is what you're coming with, okay? It's with the money here, so, but at the cost of the money that you go lose. I have a bunch of you now. Yeah, I'm going to spend more, but guess what? At least most of them have the individual needs. They tend to live longer,
it's reality. So basically you're saying to those that are looking and they are saying, I wanted it. Basically you're saying that most of these men that have this bag of women them and the money they decrease is because they're getting different things from each one of them.
Exactly.
To find that peace of mind. This is very
deep.
I never expected this.
Not only that, you know,
think about it. When a man has a female best friend, compared to the wife, and then can't go talk to. How is it that a man feels more comfortable at talking to a female best friend versus certain things? And the female best friend just for me and that just makes me feel relaxed. Versus him go home now, try to talk to your wife, boy, same thing. Your man, argue, and all these things. What's going to happen? You go feel like, say, yo, this don't make no sense. You don't make no sense. Tell you know. Man, just cheat because they want to cheat, you know. Man, cheat because they want peace of mind, you know.
Peace of mind,
I respect.
Not
going to talk. It's me of a woman. Seeing and she has stressed me to say, I'm a best friend, so. That make me feel relaxed on mind. Me go straight.
This is a woman. Put man in a power. Now, you know what's the price, say? Genuine here.
Hey, thank you.
10 grand, 15 grand, also 80 grand.
Yes, man, and that's just for the year.
Imagine you as a
youth.
That
installation.
No, imagine you as a youth. Well, let's say you just work on like a car.
Yeah.
So you know, try to build yourself and buy your stocks and get somewhere in the life. I have a girlfriend every week or every other week she come and say, wow, 80,000 for the year, wow, 10,000 for the year.
Yeah.
Come on. Right?
Why the million is expensive, bro? Impoverished.
No man, I'm saying that she needs to do her fingernail,
yes,
and
her
like 5,000, you know. But she want the long one.
So you tell me she have 5,000 hand.
Yes.
What am you telling that in?
And then she wants to work her toe, so she can get the white polish.
Yeah, man.
No, I know me pay for white polish, because white polish is nice for a woman if you wear white polish.
It's a fact.
But those things contribute to how they put men in a financial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, look at it. If you're trying to save towards something and every other week you have somebody always going in your ears, yeah,
it is like, serious.
We have many, you know, we got about like twice a month, three times. Let's say I spend $1,000 per visit, $3,000 versus 150,000 every 2 weeks. So I have some woman who has changed them here already, like, 3 days, you know.
Yeah, it's like him maintaining my whole family. Yeah. What you know what?
And that's why, and I think that relates back to the part where women try to look for men who have money already.
Yeah. So that's
always sensitive.
Easily there.
Hold them on. See that? Always sensitive.
Oh, so they don't have to give
it. Chopper men.
Oh, okay.
Is it me? The chopper men.
So they don't have to really give too much to receive.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so like
this
like,
is interesting.
Like, data normal man.
I've said it before.
I only data normal money mafia visited like Jesus and God's a boy face all of the money and go one that are all
giving. And then no big in front.
I can't tell me chopper. I'm it's on her to me chopper goes her. I'm gonna call my sugar daddy. My sugar daddy don't go say, alright, too much I want.
I said Bododo.
Bododo.
Alright.
Yeah. All right. So sorry.
This is deep.
Women drain money.
They drain money
heavily. Is it me?
And they waste money too.
No,
is that what you're saying?
Yes. But now It depends on the man and his pockets to realize if it brings him into poverty or just chunkier during a chopper man or a man who owns multiple businesses. But a regular normal person, they're gonna put them in a poverty in a debt. Then you have to borrow loan for a score shop to pay for your years.
Yeah.
Right? So women do drain.
Let me just clarify one thing based on what he's saying. This is not pertaining all women.
No, sir.
Because there are some men that do drain the money, but guess what? The money they drain, they put it to good use for both themselves and their partner.
Yeah.
We're talking about so we the gold digger.
But after them woman, then I explain
the gold digger me attack. You know what I say? If you feel bad, I'm just saying ago. You know what I say, I want.
But they have woman, you have woman, you
the right.
Grab their ass.
Grab up their ass.
You feel offended. Yes. Yeah, man, you feel offended.
I feel it. Look at the comment.
Look at this. Look at this. Right now, if you find a woman that is able to, we go always give money for you look good, give the money. Don't get me wrong, we go give money for the ear, the nails, the all of that. But if that's the only thing that you're going to do, and it doesn't make any sense. Unless we've made an arrangement that you do this for me and I do this for you, then that's different. But if we're in a relationship trying to build ourselves and look see if we save, you don't want to put in an ear and nails and shoes and foolishness and you have nothing to offer but a pre-owned front.
Not paying full price of something that has been used.
Can't
have 30 mileage, I want the price you want.
But yes,
I want to pay polo. Sorry.
There are women. There are very great women out there that
they do.
They're very rare that do build their men and their finances.
Big up to them, woman.
Big up to hey. And you know, it really burn me sometimes when you see you have some man or have woman like that. I'm gonna treat one of them so awful. Because then woman they have to cherish and give it to what they want.
Sure, look,
yeah man, if she say Ray.
Say Voodoo-dup, yes.
Voodoo-dup, you're gonna give it to you because skin body, so you're a big friend for a lot. Me see how like
them they wanna drain you.
Me have no, like seriously no. Me have one dog. Cool. Me have a good woman. She have a good job. Him have a good job. Cool.
Yeah.
And actually she was one of the gems. She was one of the gems that said, alright. She was higher than him, right? And she was in some big position when they were interested. Mm-hmm. Oh, big position. And he was, no. He was not really just a big fans with the word, this and that's what he gets to them. And they met and they talked and she was in front of the link and he grew and they're dating, you know? And everything got good and he started getting for himself together. You know, she helped grow him. Who was this? And I mean, when he tell me, say, he find out a little young girl out there, so when he want to chop my gear some money. And me say, so me say, oh, when your wife asks if it's the same amount of money, keep in mind, they married him. Because they got married. Ask if it's the same amount of money, they ball and a tussle and a crown of face and all this.
But you can't dash out the money for the woman, sir. That one out
of you just get a look up front.
Rastafari.
Mister, listen to me, fix up your act.
I'm going better.
Yeah,
that can work. Anyhow, before we touch up, we go check power. So as me I say, big up to the gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Out of door. Me tell us, Daniel, Joseph, you might hear me shout them up long time. Are them this? You see me? 100%. Let me just thank everyone out there for the support, the climax. Me see me views them a grow and the subscription them a grow. Me tell us, best prescription. Yes, man. So anything you guys want to say?
I'm going to stop it.
Daniel?
I'm going to come on my gym to go work out. Do or not. If you don't want to play Satan to devil's advocate, yeah, I said it a while ago. I'm going to take $350,000 if you come bring it and give me. If you get to nobody right, what you flex is the way to go. Other than that, I'm going to mind you.
Don't forget to shop online at Peak by VIP Tefby. That's my online e-commerce store. So that's PEAK by VIPTEVB. So that's Peak, PEAK, by VIPTEVB. So that's Peak by VIPTEVB. Oh yeah. And remember, this podcast is on YouTube. It's on all social media platforms, all major social media platforms. Find us all over. Peak by VIPTEVB is also accompanying the climax with VIPTEVB. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to love it. This summer, the Climax at VIPTEVB takes you on another journey. Stay tuned to all major podcasting platforms and YouTube for the journey of add-ons and benefits. Don't forget to keep shopping and join to Peak by VIPTEVB, which is your online e-commerce store for your life and your lifestyle. Get on board and let's get high.